From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 18th, 2022. This update of an episode from July 2017 is part of a series this year of episodes related to trees and shrubs. That's part of The Ash Grove, a traditional Welsh tune performed by Madeline McNeil on her 2002 album Songs of Earth and Sea. Born in Norfolk and raised in Richmond, Ms. McNeil was a well-known and highly regarded musician based in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley until her passing in 2020. The music opens an episode where we revisit the status of North American ash trees and explore the water impacts of pest damage to trees generally. As noted in the July 2017 episode on ashes, North America is home to 16 native ash species, with six of those occurring naturally in Virginia. The two most common ash species in Virginia are white ash, which tends towards upland habitats, and green ash, which is often found along streams and rivers. In those areas, green ash can be a significant portion of the vegetation and help create habitats, improve water quality, and stabilize flows. Both species provide food for a variety of animals, and both have been widely planted in cities and towns. Since the early 2000s, ash tree populations have been devastated by the spread of the emerald ash borer, a beetle native to Asia. As of April 2022, the insect had been found in at least 35 states and the District of Columbia, and in nearly all of Virginia. In an affected tree, the insect's larvae create a network of tunnels that impair the tree's transport of water and nutrients, eventually killing the tree. Once an area is invaded, ashes are unlikely to survive for more than a few years without expensive chemical treatment of individual trees. At the scale of whole forests, researchers and managers are exploring the use of parasitoid wasps as a biological control method. The emerald ash borer is only one of many pest species threatening different trees in Virginia and elsewhere. Several of these pests have been the subject of research on their water-related or hydrologic impacts. Researchers are interested in how loss of tree leaves or death of trees can affect evaporation, soil moisture, water table levels, stream flows, water chemistry, and snowpack. Those water cycle processes are in turn connected to ecosystem pathways of carbon, nutrients, and energy, all being affected by climate changes. From all of these connections, little ash-boring beetles become part of a biosphere-sized story. Thanks to Janita Baker of Blue Lion Dulcimers and Guitars for permission to use Madeline McNeil's music. And we close with about 25 more seconds of The Ash Grove. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.